lesson 5, everyone is condemned to hell. Everyone is condemned to hell. Number 1, everyone must understand that they are personally condemned to hell before they can be saved. So letter A, up to this point, we have explained sin and the consequences for sin. We have explained sin and the consequences for sin. Letter B, now we will personalize it and make sure that they understand that they are personally condemned because of their sin, that they are personally condemned because of their sin. Number 2, a person must understand that it does not matter how good of a person they have been. Letter A, people usually agree that they are not perfect, but they like to think that they are not bad, or at least not bad enough to go to hell. So we need to show them that they, along with everyone else, are bad enough to go to hell. So letter B, let's talk about how this conversation may go. So we just got done explaining Revelation 20, 14, and 15, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever is not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Once I've explained that, then I like to set up the next verse, Revelation 21, 8, by saying, in Revelation 21, 8, God actually gives us a list of who's going to hell. Notice what he says. He says, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. So I'll read the verse. Notice how I slow down to emphasize a certain part. And then I'll say something along these lines. Notice this is a pretty bad list of sins. I mean, it says the fearful, the unbelieving, the abominable, the murderers, the whoremongers, the sorcerers, the idolaters. These are pretty bad sins. Most people will agree that a murder is a pretty bad sin. But notice what the Bible says here at the end of this list. It says, and all liars. It says, and all liars. And I'll ask the person, and I'll say this kind of joking. Now, let me ask you a question, but you got to be honest with me, okay? You ever told a lie before? Of course, everyone's going to say, yeah, I've lied. Oh, yeah, of course, we've all lied. Exactly. Everybody's lied, right? Now, notice what God does here. He gives us this list of really bad sins, murderers, whoremongers, sorcerers, idolaters. Then at the end, he adds this sin that we've all committed, that we're all liars. He says, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And I'll explain to them the point that God's trying to make here is that we're all sinners. That no matter how good you are, you're not good enough. Because though I could tell you I've never murdered anybody, I've lied before. And according to this verse, that's enough to send somebody to hell. So we read the verse, we reveal the truth, and you can review the concept. Do you see how any sin, even telling a lie, is enough to send you to hell? With reviewing the concept, let me just say this. I've put questions in each one of these points here, but just know that you don't necessarily have to review a concept. If you're talking to someone and they're just like nodding their head like, yeah, that's reviewing the concept. You can tell that they're agreeing with you. So you could move on without necessarily having to ask those questions. So then number 3, page 21. Any sin is enough to condemn you to hell. Any sin is enough to condemn you to hell. Letter A. It doesn't matter which sins you have or haven't performed. Even one sin will send you to hell. This is how this conversation may go. I like to go to James 2:10. So I'll explain to them. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Let me ask you a question. You ever lied before? Of course you have, right? The Bible says, let God be true, but every man a liar. And the point that God's making here when he gives us his list of really bad sins, murderers, whoremongers, sorcerers, idolaters, and then at the end he adds this sin that we've all committed, which is telling a lie, he says, and all liars, is that none of us are perfect, we're all sinners, and no matter how good you are, you're not good enough, and even just telling a lie will send you to hell. So I explain that, and then I like to set up James 2:10. So what I'll often do is just say, here, let me show you a verse that kind of puts this all together. In James chapter 2 and verse 10, the Bible says, for whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. Now here, God has given us a hypothetical. He's saying, if it was possible for somebody to keep the whole law and they just offend in one point, they make one mistake, they tell one lie, the Bible says he is guilty of all. So you see how the Bible is teaching that no matter how good you are, you're not good enough to go to heaven, because in order to go to heaven, you have to be perfect. You see that? And if the person is just like, yeah, I understand, I agree, then that's good. They're getting the information that we're trying to give them. So if you look at page 22, the next page, Number four, let's just review the bad news. Letter A, we pay our sin through death. Letter B, not just the physical death, but the second death, which is being cast into the lake of fire. And then letter C, according to the Bible, every person is condemned to hell because of their sin. And then number five, I want you to understand that this is a transitional point in the conversation. If you divide the gospel into two sections, I like to think of it as the bad news and the good news. What we've covered thus far is the bad news. Now, the point that I'm making is this. This part of the soul winning presentation should literally take like 5 to 7 minutes. What we've spent the entire day reviewing, if you're actually doing this at the door, it's going to be like 5 to 7 minutes of the gospel presentation. And then letter C, if you do a good job in this section and they understand that they are condemned to hell, then you will have their attention for the rest of the conversation. I can take 20 minutes. I can take an hour if I want. I don't recommend that. But I can take as long as I want to show them the other side, how to not go to hell. These 5 to 7 minutes are really important because this is you showing them, you need to hear what I'm going to tell you. The reason I'm telling you that is because you're going to notice as we get into the rest of this presentation, I tend to slow down. I still only take like 15 to 20 minutes to give the gospel, but I tend to slow down. I use a lot of illustrations. I use a lot of examples and things like that because by then they're hooked. And look, if you do this right, you will see this in their faces where they're like, wow, I didn't know that. And oftentimes I even ask, hey, I've showed you the bad news. You mind if I show you the good news now? And usually people are like, yeah, absolutely. So what I'm saying is do a good job with this part and you will have them for the rest of the time. So here's what we've learned so far. We're all sinners and our sin has condemned us to hell, okay? Now let's just map out the verses real quickly so you can have that. If you're there at Revelation 21:8, write a number 5 in front of Revelation 21:8. And that indicates that this is the fifth verse in your soul winning presentation. And then write James 2:10 next to or somewhere near at the end of Revelation 21:8. That indicates to you that that's the next verse you're going to go to after. And then if you flip over to James 2:10, write a number 6 next to James 2:10 or in front of James 2:10. And this indicates that this is the sixth verse that you're going to in this presentation. And then near or around James 2:10, write Romans 6:23b. Romans 6:23b. Because if you remember, we've already gone to Romans 6:23, but we're going to go there twice to make two different points. We've already made the first point for the wages of sin is death. Now we're going to come back to make the second point, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. All right? So Romans 6:23b to indicate that we are going to that verse. We're going back to that verse for the second time. So we talked about lesson number 5, and we understand that we are at a transitional point in our gospel presentation. If we've done a good job up to now, we've got them. They'll give us whatever time we need to show them. Because we've showed them, you're a sinner on your way to hell. And they're going to give us whatever time we need to explain to them how not to go to hell.